Hey, it's Andre Gardner, and this is your Beatles Minute for the week of November 18th. After posting a really clever rebus on social media, Paul McCartney confirmed he's headlining Glastonbury. Once again, he'll be playing the Pyramid Saturday, June 27th. Chalk up another number one for the Beatles. Billboard magazine, the gold standard of U.S. charts in celebration of their 125th anniversary, put out a chart with the top 125 artists of all time. Guess who was number one? The Fab Four. They've had the most number one hits in the history of the Hot 100, 20. Mariah Carey second with 18. They have 19 number one albums, five ahead of Jay-Z's 14. And those 19 albums together have been on the Billboard 200 charts for 132 weeks, which blows away even number two, Garth Brooks, who had 52 weeks at number one. All that counted for the Beatles being number one on another Billboard chart. Just outstanding. Speaking of which, Paul gave an interview to Billboard where he talked about his legacy, his publishing empire, and he might have slipped in the next titles of his archive collection series. He was asked about putting the series together, and he said, quote, "Arrow Through Me was one I heard recently, and I thought, geez, that's a good track. It's got a great little brass riff on it. Funky little track. Would make sense then that Back to the Egg and maybe London Town will be the next twofer in the series. Our fingers are crossed." That's your Beatles Minute for the week of November 18th. I'm Andre Gardner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.